Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got something to say. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about Jeff Foxworthy. You know who that guy is, a comedian. You've probably seen his classic act, the one where he says, for example, if you have more than one car jacked up in your front yard, you might be a redneck, right? Well, Jeff got rich delivering that routine, but you and I can benefit from this cause and effect logic by applying it to our small businesses, believe it or not. Except, unlike Foxworthy, it won't be funny if you resemble too many of these one-liners that I'm going to give you in a minute. In fact, your business might not make it, or, as the comedians say, you're a bomb. So here we go, folks. If you're holed up inside the four walls of your business instead of getting out of the marketplace where customers are acquiring new expectations, you might not make it. Don't presume you know what customers expect from you. Get direct updates by asking them every day. Next one. If your budget cuts include wiping out your marketing plan, you might bomb. Appropriate adjustments may be warranted, but going dark isn't. Here's another one. If you don't have an online presence, you might not make it. Do you have a phone? Do you open your door in the morning? Do you like customers? Then you must be quickly and easily findable online, including a regular website, a mobile website, social media, social search optimization, all those things. Remember, every day, increasingly, prospects are searching for what you sell on their mobile devices. And don't think it's just the young people who are doing it. I'm an old guy, and I use it all the time. And I see people older than me doing it, too. Next one. If you're still making cold calls on businesses, you will bomb. Business prospects expect you to become relevant to them before they buy. They expect you to be relevant to them before they buy. They don't want you to just drop in on them and by phone or in person. In the age of the customer, cold calling is a fool's errand. Here's another one. If you're spending more time worrying about what the competition is doing instead of asking customers what they want, you might not make it. Those who worry about the competition become extinct. Those who stay close to customers thrive. Here's another one. If you don't understand the relationship between revenue, gross profit, and expense, you're going to bomb. You can't price products and forecast sales if you don't know the minimum gross profit you need, which is the number at the bottom of the expense column. Whatever that total is at the bottom of the expense column, that's the minimum gross profit you need. Would you drive down a one-way street the wrong way at night in a thick fog without headlights? I don't think so. Why would you operate your business without knowing what your gross profit is, what you need in gross profit? Here's another one. If you accomplish sales and gross profit goals, but don't collect receivables fast enough to cover current obligations, like a payroll, you may not make it. It's possible to operate without profit for a while, but negative cash will take you down in days, maybe one day. And even the best collection strategy should include a plan B for cash, which is what I'm going to talk about next. If you don't have a close relationship with a locally owned and operated financial institution, a community bank, maybe even a credit union, you might not make it. Every small business has a primary. You've got to have a primary close, joined at the hip relationship with an independent community organization, community bank, a credit union. You must have that. Your bank, your locally owned, locally operated bank, must be your business's best friend. My friends, that's just all there is to it. I can't tell you how big a deal this particular one is. I don't even want to think. Well, I'll tell you, and I've said this before. I tell people this all the time, and I'm glad to say it. I'm proud to say it. It's the reason why you hear me being so adamant, so passionate about this particular issue. If it were not for a community bank, and if it were not for a community banker, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I wouldn't have spent this month 20 years on the radio, on the internet, helping small business owners, bringing you all these Brain Trust members, all these smart people. I would not have been able to. I wouldn't have done any of this without a banker, without a community banker. I don't know. I wouldn't have. It's just so. I'm going to be singing their praises forever. And if you don't have a relationship with a community banker, you're probably not going to make it. So here's another one. If you aren't managing cash flow with a 12-month projection, preferably an Excel spreadsheet. If you're not managing cash on an Excel spreadsheet over a 12-month period, you will bomb. A cash flow projection will tell you well in advance when you'll be short on cash so you can increase sales or talk to your banker. If you want to impress your banker, tell him or her that you're going to need help in October, but do it in April. That's what I do. If I need some cash for a short period of time, I know it months in advance. And I send my banker an email and I say, hey, I'm going to need some cash in about 4 months, 3 months, 6 months, whatever. He says, okay, let me know. That's how it works, folks. It works like a charm. But you gotta build those relationships and you gotta manage your cash. Here's the last one. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but if you fall in love with how you do it, you might not make it. What you sell may never go out of style. Shoestrings, shovels, sifters are all still in demand. But how customers want to buy, take delivery, and use those things is changing all the time. Fall in love with what you do. Do not fall in love with how you do it. So remember, folks, Jeff Foxworthy could be useful for small business. Who knew that, right? Well, now you do. I'm Jim Blassen, game 20 after the hour. I'll be right back.
Have to stay strong, whether they're right or wrong. At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.